hard to really get excited about a bale of hay, but I don't think people realize and appreciate the significance of hay and why we grow it here and, you know, what it means to us.
Exactly.
But, you know, historically, there's a lot of things that are just designed around your bale of hay. You know, the original truck beds were designed to carry hay.
Which I didn't know that.
Which, and trailer sizes were designed to double stack hay. And so a lot of the design for the vehicles and the equipment we use were all designed around transporting hay.
Wow.
Your trivia is as interesting and mindless as mine is. Just kidding. That is very interesting, though.
And, you know, it's a, you know, it takes a lot of water. And a lot of people, I won't mention any names, but there's somebody out there running around saying, well, to solve the drought, we just need to pay alfalfa farmers to not farm. I'm like, well, then where's your
milk,
food for
beef,
your animals going to come
right.
from? Because that feeds the animals that feed us.
Right.
And enter the Alfalfa Project out of the San Joaquin Valley. And it's going, it's taking flood irrigation of alfalfa and turning it to drip. And the numbers and statistics on the water saved, at the same time producing better yield because the water is going right to the root source where it's needed. So the alfalfa is even a higher quality. Instead of paying not to farm, if you're going to quote unquote use, you know, government money to solve the problem, why not invest in a drip system that produces more alfalfa with less water?
And I always like to respond to the fact that a lot of our farmers here in Arizona are actually on drip already. Some of the most dramatic innovations in drip have come from the Wirtz family based in Pinal County. We have an alfalfa fields that are actually on drip. So we do that, but not every soil type functions with it. And if you lease land, it wouldn't make sense to convert to drip because it's anywhere from $15,000 to $2,000 an acre to invest in it. There's a misnomer with the flood irrigation. My dad in the 80s with his farming, he did alfalfa, wheat, and cotton. And one of the things that he did was all the laser leveling of his fields. And then they call it the basin irrigation, which is basically flood irrigation. But he reduced, after he instituted, implemented that, and the expense of putting it in together, he probably reduced his water use by 25 to 30%. So even flood irrigation has a horrible misnomer. You can actually be very sophisticated and reduce sometimes to the equal level of your drip. Not discounting drip, but you have to apply it based on your situation in farming. And Trevor, I'm sure you guys have considered all sorts of things to save and improve on your water use.
Yeah, I love the idea of drip, and I've been on several drip farms. They're beautiful. You actually gain more farm ground because with flood irrigation, we have borders that separate each area section that's being irrigated at a time. Well, with drip, you get rid of all those borders. You get rid of your ditches. So now you're just roads and field and the crop. And so I do like drip. They come with new challenges. They are extremely expensive. Which
maintenance costs,
but the filtration systems that go into it, the underground piping, it all has to be, everything has to be GPS. I mean, you can still wing it now on flood stuff and not GPS everything, but things just change. You have to pay a lot more attention, I would say. And the gophers are a problem for flood irrigation, but they become another problem with the drip. They get that tape and they chew it. You have to be very careful what you put in to your drip system. You don't want to plug your emitters. But what's nice, like you said, your fertilizer is being injected right to the root.
With drip.
And so it's very efficient in that matter. But it takes quite a bit more management. You've got to manage your drip. You can't just willy-nilly it or wing it. You've got to manage the drip.
It's not a wing and a prayer. It's true management.
And I was marveling just at how low cost the commodities are from the farm product. We had bales hay delivered, large bales. I mean, these, you know, your typical bale of hay is about 80 pounds, depending on
95 pounds, what we shoot for.
Water, weight, you know, how dry out. Are 95 pounds. Mm-hmm. Oh, I had to change my calculation on how much weight I move every month. At 15 pounds per bale. But, you know, a large bale's, what, 1,000 pounds?
1,200 pounds to 1,300 pounds.
Whoa.
Probably what you got delivered.
And, you know, we got 8 of these delivered.
You pick those up yourself with your hands?
I told you, man.
He's really working out.
But
he does look quite fit.
That's what really, you know, got me thinking. You know, these are about $200 a bale. These massive, you know, 1,000 pounds. The equipment that it took to cut this, to mill this, and then move it and deliver it here, and it's still only $200 a bale. I mean, the amount of money and infrastructure that goes into farming, and you guys make the cheapest stuff we buy.
Well, it's something extreme that's very unique and almost like reinventing the wheel, and I love this topic. They're a neat family that do it, but did you know that we pull steamers in front of a baler now to make higher quality hay, to save the leaf?
It's a beautiful machine. You should come out to the farm sometime and see it.
But that's, if you're going to watch a YouTube, those are interesting to watch because that shoots steam out the top when the pressure gets too high, and when they're turning around at the end of the field, it looks like a train blasting steam up. But it's so dry and hot here in the summer. Go ahead.
How much does that equipment cost?
Do you really want to know?
What's a steamer cost?
The small steamer, which we run for the three strings, was, I think, $155,000.
Yeah.
And then we ran small, because it's so big and heavy, before we were just running a tractor and a baler. Very small equipment. Right, you don't the small baler's small. You don't need a big tractor. When you turn into that train, tractor, steamer, baler, so we had to upgrade to a bigger tractor, which we went to a different brand. We don't run John Deere. We run a Fendt now, F-E-N-D-T. Fendt, yeah. So it's everything's extremely expensive, but we went from running 6 tractors, balers, down to just 3. So it's more efficient, better quality.
Well, thanks for spending your Saturday morning with us. We've been talking with spokeswoman for the Arizona Farm Bureau, Julie Murphy. You can go to azfb.org and sign up for your annual membership, just $60. And Trevor Bales of Bales Hay and Buckeye. Thanks for spending your Saturday morning with us.